Your challenge. Now that you've explored some of the basic tools used in biotech, you will have the opportunity to carry out some of the same procedures that scientists use to produce human therapeutic proteins. But instead of producing human protein, you will engineer E. coli, a common bacterium found in the gut of warm-blooded animals, to produce a sea anemone protein called red fluorescent protein, or RFP, which is directed by a gene called RFP. A sea anemone is a soft-bodied animal related to coral and jellyfish. In the laboratory, you will give E. coli a new protein that will give it a trait it did not have before, the ability to glow. How will you know if you are successful? The bacteria you create will have a new and highly visible trait. They will now produce RFP, which will make the cells appear red or bright pink. Note, the number of steps will vary depending on how much time your class has available. Did you know? Red fluorescent protein in sea anemones. RFP is derived from a protein found in sea anemones. See Figure 2.1. While sea anemones are sedentary, remaining attached to rocks, they are also predatory animals, using their stinging tentacles to catch their prey. The protein glows because it can absorb one color of light and then emit light of a different color, a process known as fluorescence. But why is it important for sea anemones to fluoresce? Our best guess is that fluorescent proteins help sea anemones survive. But the role these proteins play is not yet well understood. Fluorescent molecules may serve as a sunblock, turning harmful UV light into light that is less damaging to the anemone's tissue. Another possibility is that while humans cannot detect the fluorescence in bright sunlight, some animals may be able to, causing prey to be attracted to the glow.